This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
I like to think that we are in what I call an Amazon world, where you click a button on an app. In most areas, it's here by 3 p.m. this afternoon. So we're so used to that, but that's not the reality of everything, right down to, hey, I want to get healthy, 30 days, call it the quick fix, fast diet, lose a bunch of pounds, you know, or take a supplement. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. The reality here is everything is work. It is. There's no getting around it. Even making plans for the weekend. You know, you're going to get together with some friends. Where are we going to meet? Who's going to drive? What time should we show up? Et cetera, et cetera. A little bit of work involved there, but it's good. It's all fun work. But if you want to reach a goal, there is work involved. And we're going to talk about what's involved in becoming healthier and reasonable expectations. And that's courtesy of a gentleman who has formed a health and wellness fitness company that centers on this and intentional wellness. That's what it's all about. Mike Redmond joins us once again on the program today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me. And we are in that quick fix culture, you know, and when it comes to health and health programs and wellness and employee wellness and, you know, community wellness, I don't think that's the answer. So, yeah.
It's also marketing messages too. You see these things, then you start believing these things, but it's not the reality. It's just, you know, companies trying to sell you stuff. And we talk about the quick fix. Can't ignore it. GLP-1s, you know, medication to lose weight relatively fast. We haven't talked about that, but I want to throw it to you for a sec. What are your overall thoughts on that?
You know, some of these medicines that have come out these days, I really can't deny their effectiveness. They are designed to work, and they do. You know, if we want to talk about the I don't want to say the names, so, but you know, we know what they are called. We know what they do. They help people, you know, shed that weight and things like that. And yeah, that they do work. However, you know, long term effects on your body, long term effects for your health goals. You know, if you're still doing the rest of the same things, and the only difference is taking this medicine, is that really what's best for your health? I think these questions come in mind as well. So, you know. And that's kind of why I started Redmond Wellness, you know, is to find long-term answers, to help people, help communities, I work with nonprofits as well, designing health programs and program management and things like that, and employee wellness. And, you know, it's finding those answers and trying to see if you can find the best version of yourself, the healthiest version of yourself, where you may not need that medication because you've grown and you've incorporated habits and routines and structures and organization into your life that helps you attain your goals that way. So by moving a little more, by being a little more conscious, by incorporating good nutrition habits, by incorporating good health and wellness habits, by reducing stress, you know, all these things into your life and doing that and focusing a little more on those things. So where you may not, hopefully, you know, you don't need that medication. Can I say, you know, doctors are wrong for prescribing it? No, absolutely not. You know, you have to consult your doctor too and find out what works best for you. And that's the whole point of Redmond Wellness is making those individual plans. It's on an individual level. So it's not going to work. It may not work for everyone, you know, when it comes to these medications. So there's can be side effects. There can be things that it may not work. So we have to, take into account the person as well and find that personalized. And that's what I think is wrong with the quick fix culture. It does not take individuals into account. There's trying to set up a program that could work for anyone. Trying to set up a program where you can, shed 20 pounds in 3 weeks. Well, the problem with that is even if it does work, your body
is going to fight it after that 3 weeks because it's over after that. And then what is your body going to want to do?
crave and crave and feed and get those calories back in you, and you're going to gain significant weight back after that 3 weeks. And that's the problem with,
Quick fix culture is.
well, it ends. And that almost sets you up for failure, because what do you do after it ends? Where if you work with people like me, health coaches and health professionals, and I do a little consulting as well, we can set you up with programs that will hopefully last you for your life, and you can tweak and keep changing
And take into account you as a
person as you change in your life.
well, our bodies are always changing too, so makes perfect sense that it's a moving target, and you gotta kind of fly next to the target, or somebody like yourself next to us making these adjustments. Let's go into your background. We skimmed that when we first got together, but I'm intrigued because you harness much here from fitness, the mindset. Certainly the wellness 360 aspect of that. Where did this start? And take us along your journey.
So I have 3 degrees, and it started that journey started at getting my bachelor's degree at California State University, Stanislaus, in the Central Valley, not far from San Francisco and some of those areas. So, and that's where my health and wellness journey kind of started. I was a kinesiology major, but I was also in a health and wellness concentration. I had some really great professors, that were very into evidence-based, movement, evidence-based programs for health. And then I had some really great professors. That one in particular, his name was Ping, and he's from San Francisco. He was a professor, but he was also a yoga master, and had his yogi school and all these things. And he took into account the person and really focusing in on those wellness topics and what does it really mean to live a good life. And sometimes that means science and evidence-based, but sometimes it also means we got to find out what we enjoy too. And so that's where I got both versions, very hardcore training and scientific evidence-based programs and practices, and taking in the data, taking in the science of it all to structure programs, but then also taking in that wellness aspect and finding out, sometimes we use all the data we can and we use all the science we can, but sometimes you don't necessarily have to throw it out the window, but sometimes you need to deviate from that structure and find out what enjoyment brings. What do you enjoy, and take that into account, because you have to enjoy it. So I got 2 degrees in kinesiology and health and wellness, all kind of mingled together, both from the California State University system, and I'm really proud of that. And then I got a 3rd degree in healthcare administration and leadership. And before that, I actually joined the U.S. Peace Corps. So after my first master's degree, I said, I want to go out and implement and practice and do some of this stuff and design a health program. And that's what the U.S. Peace Corps did. And I got to travel to parts of the world and go places I never thought ever, ever, ever I'd go. So all part of that. And very meaningfully represent, the United States of America. So that's where I got to practice these things, and really, what does health mean? That's when it really blew my your mind gets blown when you travel to remote areas of the world, and See how other people live and see how other what health means to people around the world and what they do and cultural practices and how that impacts your health and healthcare in other countries compared to America and all these things. So I learned a ton. I got to implement health programs, try to help people, in nutrition programs and nutritional education, healthcare workshops on all sorts of topics from HIV and AIDS to nutrition to malaria to all sorts of things. Even got to plant trees and do some ag work and but really the main thing was I got to be with the people and learn new languages and learn about their community and learn all these things, in a completely different part of the world. And that changed me. That made me realize, wow, health can mean so many different things to so many different people. So came back, joined AmeriCorps, worked with a nonprofit in my hometown of Pahrump, Nevada, and implemented health programs and led volunteers and led programs there. And then I joined that nonprofit for another year. And then eventually I joined the US government in the Health Resources and Services Administration, implementing programs at the national level. So, rural health programs, worked with state offices of health, worked with health programs and design programs for veterans and help these places, that receive federal funding with their programs and worked with I think 20 states, I want to say, on these programs. So, and then that led me to realize, you know what? I want to keep helping people and keep helping nonprofits and keep helping community-based organizations that have health programs. And that led me to design Redmond Wellness Company, where I can do that, where I can help the individual as well as organizations design health programs from the bottom up and work on individual health and wellness and fitness programs as well. So, and that's Redmond Wellness in a nutshell. Yeah, we work on program design and we work on health and wellness and fitness design for individuals too. So individuals, nonprofits, community-based organizations, all the above we can work with and help them hopefully build healthier communities within their programs and help design and lead these projects and lead people's health and wellness design to help people find the best versions of themselves. 'Cause the Peace Corps all the way through the federal government, that helped me find my best version of myself. Even though, in this world, we gotta keep tinkering. And we got to keep moving. And sometimes you feel like you lose some and then you gain some and you lose some and you gain some. So I'm kind of in that ebb and flow these days. But I'm going on a limb and trying to help people find their best versions because I have attained that. And I'm trying to find a new peak now and a new interest. And this is my lifelong passion.
And it shows this is we all have a purpose in life, many believe. You found yours. And every step of the way, you've proven that. You talk about other countries, healthcare systems, diets, fitness. Part of me wants to learn that, and the other part of me doesn't want to know because comparison steals joy. So I would never even want to look at that to see, how much healthier how much better their healthcare system is. Yeah,
Oh,
I'm just saying, yeah.
I think it, and it's twofold, it depends what country you go to, but yes, even in countries that you would think, oh, they're not as developed as the United States. They couldn't possibly match our healthcare system. And I'd say, well, get over there and look, and you'll see health means completely different things to them. There's some parts, yes, you're probably right, but other parts, they're like, wow, health can mean work and community fitness and moving. And in other countries, they know how to work and they know how to move and that is not the problem. In the United States, movement and healthy movement can be a big problem. And part of, some of the crises we're in with obesity and chronic disease and those kinds of things. So it's finding that movement in your life and being intentional about it. Other countries, you don't see that because movement is a huge part of their life. And then here it's not always the task. So we gotta be more intentional about our movement, I think.
You know what I learned today, while you're talking about movement, is seniors obviously don't move a lot or as much as they did or should. I heard that their or our lymphatic system, which basically drains a lot of the toxins in our body, it doesn't have a pump, obviously. The only pump is our heart, and that's for the cardiovascular system. But the only way to move that fluid through those toxins in the lymphatic system is essentially movement. So I've heard that, many seniors have a lot of issues just that alone, where that fluid is not moving through their body.
That certainly can be the case. Same with bone density. Many seniors get bone density issues, and that can lead to fractures, and that can lead to major problems. So, and why is that? Resistance training, movement. You got to do weight-bearing exercises to keep up that bone density throughout life. We know this. That's been proven and proven again. You got to do weight-bearing activities, and sometimes if you can, and it's what can be really helpful is heavy weight-bearing activities. We know that we got to go out and move. We got to go out and lift things, and that can help with that issue. And then with what you're saying, yeah, we got to do some cardio in there too. That's what I think is important about this that I do is combinations. We can't just do one all the time because then we get burnt out, then we get stressed, then our body starts almost deteriorating, but saying, whoa, 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 we're doing too much of this. We got to do a little bit of all those things. This is also on the individual level because there's people that are really good at one thing, marathon runners, that they're really good at getting out there and doing cardio. They are. They're cross country runners too, all those folks. But though that's a different class, though that when we get into athletics like that, for us regular Joes, average day folks, we want to try to do as many different types of movements as possible. And then we're trying to be intentional about those movements and design a program where you can do a little bit of everything. And that will get you probably, I would say, will get you closer to your goals, whatever those may be. But it's taking into account those goals, and we design programs to account for your personal goals. And that's where it starts. It starts with, well, what's your goal? And defining that, and really getting nitty-gritty about what do you want to do? And how do you see your health? And how can we improve it? So you got to think about those things as well.
You've studied the body extensively. You've traveled around the world improving wellness. What's the one thing that surprised you? And it could have been years ago. About the human body, maybe the systems in the body, maybe the way the body reacts. What popped in on your radar, and to the point where you said, "Whoa, I never realized that."
I think it probably was years ago. There's been a couple things that have blown my mind, but in the Peace Corps, what really always blew my mind is, wow, people can do this. What blew my mind was that health can be so different. Because even in school, and the reason why I chose this field, stemming from my own personal family history, and my dad had cancer, those kinds of things. So my grandma had cancer, and I always wanted to be like get into health to help understand, well, why does that happen? And how can we improve it? And then going into the Peace Corps, it's like, wow, health is It really can be so individualized. What blows my mind is that, we can do many things that could be negative to our bodies. At the same time, our bodies are so amazing that, like you said, they are good at getting back to homeostasis. So we could do a lot and finding out what's positive. And that means so many different things to so many different people. So I guess, yeah, I'm not even sure. I'm still trying to figure out what, but it just
Well,
so many things.
it seems like the amazement of the way these machines are designed, i.e., our bodies, and what they can do if you give them what they need. What does that mean? I guess balance. And that's everything from your mindset to what you eat and exercise and all of that.
Yes, it is that ever thing finding balance, and that's what I've always thought, but that can be different for people. And then your body can take great stress. In the Peace Corps, I saw people, building these crazy big stores and houses, with nothing but their bare hands and just doing an immense amount of work for hours and hours on end. Loading up wheelbarrows with stones and bricks and those kinds of things, and unloading and loading up and unloading and walking down the road with these heavy, and then what do they do after that? They go and eat, they get some water, they get some rest, maybe throw in a little fun, some drinks or something like that too, and they get ready for the next day. And that was their routine. And that was a big cultural thing. There's like where I was in the Peace Corps, Cameroon is like you work hard but you play hard. And that was their balance. They had to do amazingly hard jobs, some of these folks here. I worked with farmers, I worked with teachers, I worked with kind of construction type workers, and I did all these programs with them. And yeah, they worked really, really hard for hours and hours on day. And there's people that do that in the US. And then what do they do after? Well, they would have a lot of fun too when they could.
Look at
They'd
the
have a
way
lot of fun and
life
they'd have a
was,
lot of rest.
early 1900s or 1800s, late. We worked. We were physical. We ate pure food, no pesticides. And I gotta believe we were healthier in many ways. And it's such a shame where what came along, we eradicated a lot of diseases and things like that. Fantastic. Imagine this. Somebody from 1910. Yeah, they're working a lot of physical labor. They're in really good shape. They're eating right and all of that, minimizing their stress. But again, you have the chances of disease and things like that back in the day. Imagine if that person was here today eating what they were eating and exercise with the technology we have to eradicate diseases and all of that. That would be a superhuman being. Amazing.
I think that's part of the mission here, helping people incorporate some of the old things we used to do movement-wise and being active, because I mean it is. There's evidence to support it. We were more ev active, 100 years ago than we were now. Much more active. And that is part of the maybe some of the folly with our technology. I think technology is extremely useful, and I know I'd love to dive more. Maybe next show we could dive more into
That,
that.
and it's such a great point because what happened with technology, it's all good, but it just made us more sedentary, where we're just on screens, watching TV more often. Mike, how does somebody start with you? Let's say they want to get on a path to better health, wellness, fitness, and all of that. How do you do that?
For individuals seeking those activities, visit redmondwellness.com. There's a you click on take the free assessment and they fill out the assessment form, and then there's a link to book their free consultation for nonprofits and small businesses that want employee wellness or health program design or consultation type services. They can also go to redmondwellness.com and book their consultation as well. So,
Wow.
yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Imagine if a company brought you in on a consultation basis and worked with their staff, or at least gave suggestions how to, because they're all in the same line of work. They're all kind of doing the same thing. Imagine what that would show of that company and how they care for their employees enough to keep them healthy or healthier. It would speak
That's
volumes.
exactly what I can do. I can design their entire program for their staff
Right
and
on.
include that. So, yep.
Man,
Yeah.
redmondwellness.com. Mike, always great.
RedmondWellnessCo.com.
Thank you. Always great having you here. Appreciate all the insight and looking forward next time we get together.
Yeah, sounds good, Steve. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.